Okay, we've got a new side now. I guess we could continue. You were talking about birthdays and Christmas, and I think Sadie and somebody threw the tree out?
Sadie and Frank got an argument over the tree and went on fire. Mama threw it out the window. We never had a tree after that.
Now, how were your trees decorated?
Candles.
Did they put many on? Large ones? Little ones?
Well, they used to be lighted, and Christmas trees are very inflammable.
Yes, yes.
And then we had, later years, of course, when we had electricity, we never had a tree.
You didn't have a tree
ever
since the fire?
No, since the fire. And that's many, many years.
Well, now, when you got up Christmas Day, would there be gifts under the tree when you had the tree? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Jess gave one another's gifts, and Judy was the one that really started that. We really didn't make any fuss over Christmas at all, and Daddy's family was just the opposite.
Well, you as a youngster, did your friends' family make fusses over Christmas? Was it only
your
family
that did
that?
Yeah, they used to give us, friends of Sadie's and friends of Mama's. I told you about the doll was given to me, and Eleanor cried, and I had to give it to her. And Charlie poured water in my doll's mouth, and the stomach fell in, and I cried.
Oh, dear.
But we mostly got clothes, Catherine.
Something that you needed.
Shoes and underwear and a coat. And
but there would be a gift at Christmas
yes,
time, some
you'd have
kind
a
of
remembrance.
A gift.
Yeah,
yes,
put it that
yes.
way. But Julie and I started buying gifts. Well, we did get together years ago and buy one big gift, like Sadie, Georgine, Mamie, and I would give to one. And then in return, we would get a big gift, like maybe we draperies or curtains.
That would have been when you were adults,
yes,
though.
Yes, we married.
I was more interested in how was Christmas celebrated
when
you were little.
No, it was just another day.
Oh.
Yeah, because when
school
I got
school holiday, did they make any fuss in the schools?
No
mangers
the schools did,
or
the
anything?
Nuns did. Oh, yes. And the church.
Church was decorated?
Yeah, church was decorated. But of course, then they, I don't know, I don't think there was any lights. I can't remember that. But I know the Brooklyn Church had the electric lights and got to Brooklyn.
Would you have a school vacation at Christmas time?
Yes, you'd have a week or so.
You did have a week then. Mm-hmm. How would your weather be at Christmas?
Cold, snowy many times,
snow.
And icy.
Mm-hmm. How about your other holidays? Did you ever celebrate the 4th of July in
no,
any special
just,
way?
No, just another day.
No big holidays.
Thanksgiving.
What was Thanksgiving?
Great big meal, Christmas, what do you call it, Christmas pudding and... Papa would make more fuss than Mama did over that. He used to put rum on the Christmas pudding, on the Thanksgiving pudding, and light it and come through the room with it to show us what it looked like.
Yes,
when it was
yes.
He really made more fuss over holidays than Mom. I think Mom was really lonesome for the old country lots of times. And maybe by doing things like that might have made her more lonesome.
That's true.
But
That's
I said true. To her one time, what do you miss about Ireland, Mom? She said, I miss the spring.
Oh.
And there was one song I used to play, believe me and all you endearing young chums, she didn't like that.
Oh,
she liked it, but it made her sad.
Reminded her of home, yes, yes.
See, she came over here very young.
Yeah, that was rough to come leave
her country.
Yes,
because she used to say, they were very well watched, they came over steerage, but they were very well watched that no harm could come to them. And it took her 18 days to come over from Ireland to America, and the ship sunk on the way back. Never heard of it after that.
Isn't that something?
Say, as I say, she talked more to me.
Well, she spent
a lot of time
with you
with me,
after you were married.
And she enjoyed
children,
the children.
You know? But I was just wondering if she did never say how she celebrated her holidays.
No,
in,
she never talked
in Ireland.
About it. No.
She didn't say much.
I would say there was a lot of sentiment that was lost. Because when I went to visit other girls, I knew that their way of celebrating the holidays was quite different than mine.
And your father, the English, always celebrated
Christmas. He would do a lot. Even when my first sister, one of the family, get married, he made a wedding for her. Mom wanted none. But he made a wedding. He had a violinist and an accordion player. And
At the house?
At the house.
And
he cooked turkey and he cooked ham, remember, and did all the cooking, salads and everything. I don't know why I couldn't say Mama was antisocial, but... It was so close to it, it wasn't funny.
She didn't seem to like any of the fuss for
no.
some reason or other. It's interesting because it, my opinion, in listening to, you know, over the years, Grandma, she was a delightful grandma to me, that she was a very cold, uncaring woman in some ways. But your story of you having diphtheria,
yes.
she was not uncaring.
No.
She wanted her children, very possessive of her children.
She was, and she was
yes.
very proud of us. And
yeah,
the only compliment
yeah.
she ever made to me was I would have been a much better piano player, but I read too many novels.
Oh. Now, when did you first get the piano in the house?
1900.
1900.
That was in New York we got that.
Oh, and you brought that
and
in?
And we moved from New York to Brooklyn. It was a rainy day, and it was a German holiday, and the moving men was loaded. Had a little bit too much wine. And they took the piano out in the rain, and Mama cried.
Oh.
She wasn't crazy about music, but she knew that was a possession.
Why did she get a piano?
I don't know why she did.
Of all things, that to me would have been too frivolous.
Yeah, well,
or hard to
had the
have
piano.
Bought.
Because Mamie took the first piano lessons, and she was getting nowhere. And Angelina said to her, Catherine should be getting the piano lessons. And Mama said, well, two at a time, it would be quite expensive. And she told my mother, I teach her for nothing, just for the glory.
Oh.
And she said, well, no, I can pay. And she charged 35 cents.
What, for a lesson?
For a
she
lesson.
Came to the house?
Well, she lived in the same apartment as us.
Oh, and what would that be, once a week?
Once a week. And then, of course, she got married, and we moved to Brooklyn. And I came back from New York, from Brooklyn to New York for the music lessons. And then she had a lot of babies, and she stopped teaching me. Then I had a girl the name of Montgomery that taught me, and she lived on Congress Street, that's South Brooklyn.
And you would have to travel
to
her home?
I could go by trolley.
Because
I was bigger then, you know, Catherine. You know, I was a teenager.
Well, now, you wouldn't have been a teenager unless you were working, because you worked at 14,
mm-hmm.
So you weren't very old.
No,
or were you working at the time?
No, I didn't work then, not when I used to go for the piano.
So you weren't very old.
Because I used to, when one holiday, I remember I hid so Mama couldn't find me, so I wouldn't have taken the piano lessons.
Oh,
did I get it?
Old trick. Yes, yes, I remember taking the piano lessons myself.
Yeah.
How long did you take the lessons, Mom? Do you remember?
Combining the two teachers, about 3 years. But not steadily, Catherine. I only went when I felt like it. But after the year or so with Grace, I did go to business. Then I used to go to her on Saturday.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
So that would have made
but
you
then. But she taught 14. Me a great deal. She said, I really had a fantastic music mind, but I had no foundation.
Oh.
And it was two different types of music teaching. Angelina was Italian, the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. But Grace was C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, which quite a turnover for me to grasp it.
Right, right.
Because my foundation, the little bit I had, was on the Italian method.
Oh.
And Grace taught me, I think they called it Leshetitsky, it was Russian.
Oh.
So that made a difference in all your counting and all that. But it was still five lines and four spaces.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean?
The clef signs and so on would be the same, your sharps and your flats.
Mm.
But do you remember ever just sitting down and playing when you first started?
Follow Mamie when she would play her exercises. I could go to the piano and play mine
without reading the.
No,
things.
I didn't know what I was doing. Just follow.
Just what you
play
heard
the notes
her do.
Yeah. That's why Angelina said to Mama, "She's the one who should get the piano lesson."
Oh, did you enjoy it? Basically,
I did at the beginning, but when it interfered, like a kid want to play baseball and you have them practicing,
yes,
I didn't like it.
Did you ever have any recitals?
No, never. She didn't go in for that. Angelina didn't either. Did Grace? Grace was an organist, and that's what I really would have loved to learn. I knew the stops. I didn't know the stops. I knew the keys. So they were very similar to the piano.
Yes.
But I didn't know the feet.
Oh,
and that's when she started to treat me when I started to go out and working. And then I got away from it altogether.
Did you ever play in the church
as
a youngster at that time? Did they
have
any
recitals? Not for the church.
Recitals.
I used to play for the kids. We used to have what they used to call 40 hours devotion. And that we used to get down in the basement of the church to get into our veils.
Oh.
And gowns, and I used to play, it was a football, you had to pump it, it wasn't electric.
And you but had that, to pump it and play it?
Play it, yeah.
Oh, they didn't have a kid behind it pumping
no,
it?
No, no, you pumped it with your feet.
Oh.
That was, I liked the organ, I would have liked to go on a little further, but I never did.
Oh.
I started, go out with the boys and start to keep coming later on and that.
Too many other things interfering, yes.
But I still love the piano.
And then when? Okay, you finished your lessons then what, at about 15 or 16?
About 16.
About 16. Mm-hmm. So you took for several years then?
About three.
Oh.
Combining with Angelina and he was the editor of the El Progresso, an Italian newspaper.
Oh.
And she was very cultured and educated, so was Grace Montgomery. Grace Montgomery used to play in the church that was on South Street, the Sea and Land, they called it. They were mostly, all her family were in seafaring endeavors.
Right.
And
right.
That's where she went down to play for the different captains and that.
Were they stern teachers if you didn't know your lesson? Were they hit your fingers?
Well, I always knew my lesson.
Oh.
And she said to, Mama said to Angelina one time, why don't you call me and tell me if you don't know a lesson? She said, Mrs. Dawkins, I can't, because she knows it.
Oh.
And Mama said, well, she never touches the piano. How does she know it?
It was an inborn gift. I always swore that it was something that was in there.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was brought out.
Came from Pop, I think, because Pop loved music.
Oh, but he didn't play at all, did he?
He's a beautiful voice, though.
Yes, but he didn't play?
No.
I still can't understand why your mother bought that piano.
I don't know either.
It's not in
character. See, that's too far back for me.
Yes, yes.
80 years ago.
She always had a piano, but you and Mamie were the only ones who ever took lessons on it.
They did want to train Georgina to sing in the church, and she said, well, I'll go on the stage, and Mama said that finishes it.
Ah.
She used to sing in what they call cantatas and things like that in the church. Her voice was good.
But the boys never attempted to go near the piano.
Frank played, but by ear.
And did never fairly well?
Very well, I would say so. Had a nice voice, too.
Oh, wow.
It was entertaining. Then Charlie used to play the harmonica with him.
Oh.
It was like a little band, you know.
Yes. Now, would you do that at night after dinner at home?
Yes. We'd go upstairs when we had the big house, you know. We'd go upstairs and Frank would sing and play the piano, and I would play the piano. I always got the job if company came, friends of Mama's, although she never gave me any encouragement. But she seemed to know that I had some kind of a talent. When her old-time friends would come to visit, she'd say, would you go up and play the piano?
Play the piano, so she was proud to hear, but didn't want to. Either didn't want to or didn't know how to tell you that it was pleasant, you know, pleasing to her. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay.